Chapter 20, Stealing Again. Evan was in the supply room when the train came through the secure entrance and backed into the loading dock. He could see it was full of sunflower pieces. The professor was walking down the long corridor. He had been checking on the new baby animals in the laboratory incubators. With a pleased smile, he was happy that his miniaturization process was improving with each new attempt. From the valuable banks of frozen embryos that were available for university research, this time he'd lost only 1%. "The deer and calves are growing well," the professor told Evan as he entered the supply room corridor. "If we get the other animals started next week, they will all be ready to come out at the same time." "I have 3 viable puppy embryos which can go into incubation today," Evan relayed. "I still need to finish testing the kitten embryos. Think we might have 5 or 6. "Excellent," the professor nodded. He looked into the windows of the electric train and pressed a button to open the doors. Watching the professor take out a few of the crisply hewn pieces of plant, Evan imagined a worst-case scenario. "What if this sunflower had reached the top of the dome?" he remarked. "What would we have done?" "I guess we'd have to send everyone back into the nursery so we could reopen the dome and take it out," Jack surmised. "That would be a major ordeal." "Especially if Amy was still sitting on it." "True," the professor contemplated with a shudder, picking up the growing tip for investigation. "We'd have had to send in an oxygen tank to keep her alive," he pondered. "She would have had the opportunity to see what goes on beyond her glass world, and then she'd tell all the others and our secret would be over. I'm glad we were both alerted quickly this time." Evan was collecting the pieces of sunflower and laying them out end to end on the counter to measure. Watching his assistant put the pieces in a line, the professor remarked, "I'd like to know what caused such rapid growth." "True. It didn't even grow normally," Evan pondered. "A normal sunflower would not grow that fast." Bringing over a long ruler, the professor added his growth tip piece to the line and measured the overall length. He considered. "It did indeed demonstrate a very fast growth rate. Whatever mutation occurred affected the entire organism. It must have been initiated at the germline." "We'll have to look into it," Evan nodded thoughtfully. "Should we see how the boat competition is coming along first?" Jack suggested. The two scientists put the sunflower pieces down in the lab, placing them in a moist container. Then they headed back up to the paradise room. As they stood watching the various groups experiment and build, they noticed Damien, Franz, and Lima sneaking off behind the schoolhouse. Louis was helping Lily, Rosa, Odin, and Poncy. Between Rosa's wails that nothing was working out and Odin's outbursts of frustration, Louis was quite distracted. "Hey, what are they up to?" Evan questioned. Walking around the outside of the dome, Professor Lemans followed the boys. They were sneaking through the thick forest of Rainbow Hill. "How many pipe cleaners do you figure we'll need?" Lima asked. "At least 5, Franz answered. "We really should trade something, guys," Damien protested.
"Us? Trade?" Lima replied disdainfully.
"Do you want to be assigned to build another road?" Damien asked wearily.
"They won't catch us this time. No one is at the store," Franz argued.
"What if they see us using them? Then they'll ask how we got them."
"We'll work on it at night and cover them with the foil. No one will know."
Professor looked over at Evan with disappointment. "When will these guys learn?" he whispered, shaking his head.
"Maybe Damien is learning," Evan replied. "If he was smart, he'd turn and walk the other way."
Evan didn't respond. He and the professor watched with heavy hearts as the boys came to the store and tried to break in. Evan hoped Damien would have the courage to stop the others and find a right way to get what they needed.
"I'm not doing this," Damien said flatly.
"Then stand outside and at least let us know if anyone is coming," Lima ordered. Damien agreed, much to the dismay of the professor and Evan, who were hoping he would refuse altogether. Franz tried the front door and laughed.
"It's not even locked. This is easy."
In a moment, he and Lima were out with the 5 pipe cleaners and 3 bananas.
"You took bananas as well?" Damien frowned.
"Of course, I'm hungry," Franz smiled, handing one to Damien. With a shrug, Damien took the fruit and pulled down the peel.
"How sad," the professor remarked, shaking his head.
"Well, at least he's beginning to think it through," Evan advocated. "I believe we should support Louis' desire for consequences," Professor Lemans decided. "Maybe persuasion isn't always enough. Some people respond to reasoning better than others. I'll suggest to him that from now on, if anyone steals, they should pay back double for what they took."
"That's a good rule," Evan agreed. It's not a rule, Professor LeMans told him firmly. This is a consequence. It's just good common sense. Evan didn't argue. The boys were enjoying their bananas as they made their way back through the forest. Fran stopped suddenly and pointed to a place where the pine trees nestled together. Here's a great place to hide the pipe cleaners until dark. Lima laid down the fuzzy cleaners, well out of sight. The professor picked up his phone and began texting a message to Louis, letting him know what the boys had done and where the pipe cleaners could be found. He also suggested the new consequence if anyone was caught stealing. Knowing that Louis was unlikely to see the message until he checked the phone late at night, the professor and Evan headed back down to the lab, hoping to investigate the genetics of the wayward sunflower.